Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Grace Purvis, and I question a purchase that supposedly I made. So, and I just got a fraud alert, and they wanted me to investigate it. So here I am. I'm asking you, what did I buy?
Okay, ma'am, can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
97420.
And what's your first and last name?
Purvis, with a P as in Peter. U-R-V-I-S, as in Sam.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
92152 Cape Arago Highway, space 409. Goose Bay, Oregon, 97420.
Yes, ma'am. So on the 18th of February, you paid shipping and handling of $7.95 for a tablet. That was a sweepstakes entry into our online gadget store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you ordered that tablet, where you pay the shipping and handling, you would automatically be enrolled into our gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $56.95 a month. And every
That's
month you're enrolled.
Right. I want you to take that off, and I do not want to be a member, or whatever you call that.
Okay, ma'am. I can go ahead and get your account canceled so you don't get billed again in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, but I do thank you for the courtesy, and thank you for being so considerate. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.